Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. On today's Electronic Jazz, we'll feature guitarist Eric Gale, who was born in 1938 in Brooklyn, New York City. Gale began playing guitar at 12 and once sat in on a jam session at John Coltrane's home. He received a master's degree in chemistry from Niagara University and also played on the football team. Gale worked as a session musician during most of his career and appeared as a sideman on hundreds of recordings in many genres. He recorded 12 albums as leader and died from cancer in 1994 at age 55. In 1977, Eric Gale recorded the album Multiplication, and you'll hear Morning Glory. Saxophonist Dave Koz recorded After Dark on his Lucky Man release of 1993. are listening to Electronic Jazz today, hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Guitarist Larry Coryell led the fusion band 11th House in the mid-70s and recorded four albums. From their first album, you'll hear Right On, Y'all. Then from Quincy Jones's album, The Dude, of 1981, James Ingram will sing Just Once. Keyboardist Patrice Rushen was born in Los Angeles in 1954 and has been on the staffs of the University of Southern California and Berkeley in Boston. From one of her about 15 albums, Signature, of 1977, let's do Almost Home.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one. What are we doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. We could just get to it. I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. 'Cause Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a break. Just once, can we figure out what we keep doing wrong?
Jazz Electronica is the focus on this program. Guitarist Earl Clue takes us to the Brazilian resort town of Cabo Frio on his Finger Paintings album of 1977. Saxophonist Warren Hill features the British reggae singers Aswad on his recording of I Can't Get You Out of My Mind from his 1993 release Devotion. Then keyboardist Keiko Matsui will play Safari from her Sapphire album of 2003.
Tell them why it is.
That's why I can't get you out of my mind.
the moment when we slip away. Into the evening when you're gonna hold me closer. It's gonna hurt me the most. Don't feel like danger. What is there to fear? Just takes one gentle kiss
and the voices disappear.
That's why I
can't get you out of my mind.
Can't get you out.
Your body for a style.
Let's begin this last set of electronic jazz with keyboardist George Duke, born near San Francisco Bay in 1946. He released almost 30 albums during his career before he passed away from leukemia in 2013 at age 67. He was nominated for 9 Grammy Awards and won twice. From Duke's After Hours album of 1998, you'll hear Rush Hour Road Rage. An early experimenter with electronics was saxophonist John Clemmer. In 1981, Clemmer recorded the album Hush with an Echoplex attached to his saxophone on Feelin' Free. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.